Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Have you noticed all the changes that have taken place over the last few years? When historians look back at all the things that have changed over the last 15 or 20 years, they'll be amazed at the quick pace of change, how everything has changed, how communication has changed, how we sell things, how we think, what we want, how we talk to each other. The change is just amazing. And because we're living in it, we can't really see how quickly things have changed. But looking back, we'll be able to see that. And of course, in many times and in many things, everything that was old becomes new again. So people think that they have a brand new idea, or you'll read all of the business books that some guru is going to tell you they have a brand new system that's going to just propel you into success. And you read that new system and you go, well, this is the same thing they were talking about 10 or 15 years ago. All they did was repackage it. So many times, everything that's old is repurposed and made to look like it's new. And what is this conversation all about? Well, it's about doing business. And that's what we talk about. It's why it's called Talk Business with Howard, because I talk business to business people all day long, all year long, for over 25 years. And what I've noticed is that to do business, you have to talk to people. You have to talk to business people. You have to talk to different job titles depending upon what your product or service is. It might be the CEO of the company. It might be the chief financial officer. It could be the maintenance supervisor. It could be the support person, the secretary. You must put yourself in a position of talking to people, of communicating with people. And one of the things that people have been sold today is that they will be very successful just because they blast out an email. Well, that's true. You need to use email. Email is an incredible tool. It's amazing. It's almost instant. You can send something across the country or send it across the world, and someone can receive it in their in-mail box. But when you're doing that and you're just blasting out emails and you expect to do business, and someone request the proposal from you, and you write that proposal, and you blast it out in an email, and you never follow up. You don't call them up, and you don't say, you know, I just wanted to let you know this is in your inbox, and when can we talk about it? And you expect that because you blasted out an email that they're going to contact you. The problem with that is that they're getting 200-300 emails a day. The email could very well get lost. It could have gone into the spam filter. But the biggest problem with blasting out emails, and again, I am a supporter of emails. Emails are important. They are necessary. But when we're only using email and we're not making that personal contact, there's no reason for them to buy. Then it becomes a commodity. Well, I'll look at your proposal. I'll look at your price. I'll look at other people's proposals. I'll look at other people's price. There isn't that personal interaction where they believe that you are going to be able to help them. You're going to be able to help them sell their goods and services and their product. They're just information on a screen. It's flat. It's not dynamic. They can't ask a question. They can't get a feeling out of it. They don't really understand exactly who you are. You don't get to present any further than what's on that screen. So when we're doing business, of course we want to use email. Of course we want to use all the modern ways of doing things, all the social media. It's necessary. It's important. But we cannot, we absolutely cannot take the human factor out of it. If we take the human factor out of it, we are not going to prevail. We are not going to do business. We are not going to beat the competition. We're not going to get our sales results that we want. We're not going to reach our goals. Remember, business is about people. It's about meeting the needs and the wants of people and understanding what they are. And it's one person or one company contacting another company, another person, depending upon what the dynamics are. So don't underestimate email. Email is important. It's an important tool, but it's just a tool. The biggest tool that you have is the telephone. Contacting those people after you send the email out, contacting them before you send the email out. Make sure that we are in the people business, and what we sell are relationships. And our product just happens to be whatever it is. It could be printing. It could be equipment. It could be software. It could be almost anything. But when you break it down, you are dealing with a person, and you have to communicate with that person. You have to get them to understand how you are able to meet the needs that they have to give them what they need so they can do business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. And may I point out, I'm talking with you. I'm not just sending you an email here. I'm delivering the message of success through this medium. Look forward to our conversation, and thank you so much for listening.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.
Goodbye.